Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Welcome back in on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, Monday the 27th of June. Hope you had a great weekend. For 16 straight innings, the Yankees didn't get a hit. Tied for the longest stretch as a hitless team since 1961, in the beginning of the expansion era. Then all of a sudden, in the 10th inning yesterday at Yankee Stadium, the judge had a chance to rule.
Well, now Judge has a chance to win it. The 0-1. That one's real deep to left field. Going back, Diaz looking up. See ya! A walk-off three-run home run for Judge. And the Yankees win it. The Yankees go from no hit to no way is this happening again. A dramatic come from behind victory. And the Yankees split four with the Astros.
Ah, the mighty Yanks leading the major leagues with 121 home runs. That's 11 more than anybody else. On pace for 268 homers, that would be fifth most all time. But they don't always get hits. A .240 batting average puts them 16th, middle of the pack. They had two leads all series in their four-game split with the Astros. Both of those leads came on walk-off winning hits by Aaron Judge. Good morning, everybody. It is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel. He's Ryan Porth. Yesterday, within the MLB playoff, Judge, the third most selected hitter by all players of Beat the Streak. Trey Turner was the number one most selected, as he has been overall for the entire season. He was 0-for-5 last night in the Sunday night game on ESPN against the Braves, but then it went extras, which means Turner got a sixth at-bat, and in the 11th,
on the ground, Dansby can't get there. Chris Taylor's going to come in. Turner. Turner gets his first hit. It's a big one because there's some insurance run for the Dodgers.
1-6. That'll work. A ton of streakers probably staying up with that one and hoping to stay alive. Looking at the state of the streak, our leader, Philly, had the streak ended at 37. We never got confirmation on whether Philly was a person or perhaps an actual female horse or maybe John Kruk. That mystery is just going to spin on into eternity. It's really unfortunate.
Maybe it was Charlie Manuel playing.
You never know. Never know. And now we'll never know. New leader is a streaker named Lardster. I know.
All right, Lardster, let's go.
Way to go, Lardster. I have more questions. But anyway, it's a double down for Lardster that worked yesterday. George Springer of the Blue Jays and this particular hit machine for the Red Sox.
Raffy in this one, 1-3, a single and a walk. He'll single up the middle for a base hit. Another run is in. Vasquez will score. RBI number 45 for Rafael. Red Sox lead it now 6-1.
You know, those two teams, Blue Jays and Red Sox, begin a series of Fenway tonight. Lardster could repeat the picks, could double down with the same guys, Springer and Devers. I'll be looking forward to that. And I just want Lardster to continue so we can keep enjoying the name. 7 of the longest 10 streaks that ended yesterday ended because Tim Anderson didn't get a hit.
Center field fairly deep, but Mullins will make the catch. Boy, all the way to the track.
Yeah, the warning track doesn't do it, Len Casper, okay? Hitless Tim Anderson on Friday, made contact all day, doesn't matter. He was hitless again on Sunday. The average is down to 339. He's 0 for his last 11. How was your baseball weekend, everybody? Here's the problem. On Friday, I said this out loud. I said, quote, "I'm picking a member of the Oakland A's today." That should have told everyone that my streak would be where it is today on Monday at 0.0.
0.0.
I deserve this, right, Ryan?
You deserve to have a streak in the negatives for picking someone with the Oakland A's.
Come on, man.
And it's not just that you pick someone with the Oakland A's. You went out of your way to say, I'm going to pick someone from the A's. I'm going to select from this great batch of hitters that Oakland possesses. And then wah-wah.
I know. I said Ramon Laureano, but I used the name Chad Pinder just like in conversation. Who does that? Nobody. It's time for me to get serious. I want to hit the all-star break streaking, okay? Seriously, I'm going to change it up. Consider that a tease for the picks segment later on. Now you're not going anywhere. Probably weren't anyway. Big unfortunate injury news in MLB as Bryce Harper fractured his thumb on a hit by pitch. He might miss the rest of the season. He's been a popular pick and somebody who's super fun to watch every day for all of us streakers, and he's gone. The Phillies offense did just fine on day one without him.
Opposite way, going back on it is Profar. It's going to be way out of here. A 3-run opposite field bomb for Kyle Schwarber. The Phillies have taken the lead. A flick of the wrist, and it went a good ways.
Nick Castellanos needs to get it going. Schwarber's been fine, but Castellanos, 2 for his last 28, headed into that game yesterday. Then he went 4 for 5.
Castellanos doesn't need to get it going.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes,
no,
he does.
No, he doesn't.
Why doesn't he?
Forever
doesn't
on the blacklist.
It's not going to be a recovery from the villain status on this podcast for Nick Castellanos.
Once you are on the blacklist, you stay there.
Whoa, that is evil and scary. Remind me not to get on the blacklist. One more thing before we get to the picks. This guy, when he plays, he hits.
Now he's got a base hit. That's going to run toward the gap. Arise around second on his way to third. Buxton to second. He's walking back-to-back triples in back-to-back games. And as if on cue, Buxton delivers an RBI triple again here in the second.
Hey, guys, that was a stand-up triple on a base hit that went to the gap but did not reach the wall. It was backhanded by the center fielder as Buxton was already rounding second and got to third standing up. He is ridiculous. Bad knee and all. Never be afraid to play Byron Buxton. But watch the lineup carefully to see if he's gonna go. Our pick segment is coming up on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. 9 games on this Monday with some big series opening up. Twins Guardians in the battle for the American League Central. It's Sonny Gray and Tristan McKenzie again. Last time they faced each other was an 11-10 final. Dr. Sticks McKenzie got lit up, 9 hits in less than 5 innings. Sonny Gray gave up 8 hits in 4 innings. This one's in Cleveland. I say play everybody. Play all your Twins. Play all your Guardians. Every episode of the pod, we give you a daily stay away, a team to stay away from based on the opposing starting pitcher. Gave you Justin Verlander Friday night against the Yankees. That worked. 7 innings, only 4 hits allowed. Saturday, I was totally going to give you the Yankees again and talk about Christian Javier on the mound. Just so you know, if there had been a pod, I absolutely would have given you the guy who threw 7 innings of no-hit ball. Totally, I was going to do that. I don't really have a stay away to worry about. Do you have a stay away to tell people? Because statistically, I don't really see one, Ryan. Like, I was thinking about Martin Perez, the Rangers. He's got an ERA under 2, but he's given up 33 hits in 24 innings this month. So feel free to play Andrew Benintendi, who's 2-for-7 against him, or Carlos Santana and Whit Merrifield, both of whom hit around 350 off Martin Perez in 20-plus at-bats. If you got somebody, give it to him.
All right, so I've got an anecdotal stay away, and it's going to be the game that everybody gravitates towards first when you open the MLB Play app, which is Dodgers at Rockies. But the Rockies, Chad Kuhl, is actually a decent pitcher, maybe the only decent pitcher the Rockies have. And the Dodgers are flying from Atlanta to Denver after playing on Sunday Night Baseball, an emotional series in Atlanta. I'm not banking on a lot of hits and a lot of runs in Denver tonight, so I'm staying away from Dodgers-Rockies.
I like that. That is anecdotal. Stay away.
You stay away, I stay away.
Dig it. Time now for my daily double A. All right, here's the problem. One of my A's is not working. I love anecdotes, but it's not working for me because it makes me do things like pick Oakland A's. I think I have a new plan. The Daily Double A is now a Daily Double Analytical. I'm going to make a smart analytical pick, and I'm going to double it up with a teammate in the very same matchup. I'm stealing from Kyle Shalotis, 26, our top streaker on the year at 47, and others who do this. So my analytical pick today is Xander Bogaerts against Kevin Gausman of Toronto. I love Gausman. I love the reinvention, and the splitter is absurd. But the man gives up hard contact only in the 47th percentile in terms of hard contact, according to Baseball Savant. And it has translated into hits. 10 hits per 9 innings allowed. He's allowed the 6th most hits overall in all of MLB. And it's a pretty big sample for Bogaerts, who in 48 plate appearances against Gausman has 16 hits. Let's go with Xander Bogaerts, and I'll double it up with J.D. Martinez, who's 6-for-16 in his career against Gausman. No longer in this space a daily anecdotal. It's a daily double analytical for Speaks now. Xander Bogaerts, J.D. Martinez. Time for the fourth pick. What you got, sir?
I'm proud of you, Speaks, for not going with any Oakland A's. I don't even know if they're on the docket tonight, but I'm very proud. They are. They are in New York tonight, so I'm very proud that you didn't go with the Oakland A's.
Never again.
The fourth pick. I'm targeting a pitcher who has struggled mightily here lately, and that is Lucas Giolito of the Chicago White Sox. He has given up 58 hits in his last 43-plus innings. That is a large sample size. And he has a .324 batting average against and 11 home runs he's given up in that span. He's clearly not the same this season. It doesn't look like he's close to turning a corner. And this season, righties are hitting .344 off of him. So the White Sox are in Anaheim tonight. I'm going with Mike Trout, my guy, to get a hit for the 14th time in the last 17 games. Trout's only 2-for-8 in his career against Giolito, but Giolito is ripe for the picking right now.
That makes all the sense in the world. Looking at the elite users, we see what the elite users pick as of 7 a.m. in the morning every single weekday of the season. Today, 72% of them think that Trey Turner will come up with a hit in Colorado. So, and Freddie Freeman's next after that at 11%. But you heard the Porthinator. His anecdotal stay away makes a lot of sense to me. So you might want to go a little bit deeper down the list. Subscribe now to the show. Beat the Streak daily, inside the hits, wherever you get your podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak daily, inside the hits. Drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Have a great Monday, everybody. Here's hoping your guys, like ours, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.